Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in our island skies, plus what's happening in the world of astronomy. We're joined, as usual, by Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and this week's report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. For this week's stargazers, Venus and Mars continue to be seen in the western horizon. Both of these planets can be seen just after sunset. Mars will set at around 8 p.m., followed by Venus at around about 9. Jupiter will be visible in the eastern sky from sunset onwards, while Saturn will rise around about 10:50 p.m. Now, our moon is beginning to wax and will be approaching its first quarter phase towards the end of the week. This, of course, means our skies should still be great for stargazing.
Now, this week we are getting an advance holiday-themed sort of story, because Christopher has told me it has to do with Christmas lights on Mars.
Yeah, that's right. NASA's MAVEN spacecraft has been monitoring the red planet since it entered orbit in September 2014. During the 2014 Christmas period, MAVEN noticed some extraordinary activity on the Martian atmosphere. It saw Martian aurora.
This would look similar to northern lights here on Earth?
It's very similar, but the particulars are a little different. Some stargazers who were lucky enough to see northern lights on St. Patrick's Day last week would have been treated to an amazing display of green dancing lights. Amazingly, this was visible as far south as Virginia and even Hampshire in the UK. The aurora on Mars were not as colorful or as visible as ours, but they produced quite a show for MAVEN.
And what would make the Martian aurora not as powerful?
Well, the answer to that is magnetism. The core of the Earth generates an enormous magnetic field that fills the space around our planet. It's the reason we can use a magnetic compass for navigation. This magnetic field protects us from charged particles from the sun. Mars, on the other hand, doesn't have an active core, and so its magnetic field is very, very weak.
Now, what does the magnetic thing have to do with the lights?
Well, that's all down to the sun. The sun is constantly throwing stuff out into space. We have solar flares, radiation, all sorts of particles. When this stuff impacts the magnetic field around the Earth, the particles give off light. We see this light as the aurora borealis or the aurora australis, the northern and southern lights.
So the northern lights on St. Patrick's Day, that was a big solar storm.
Exactly. It was caused by the sun throwing a tantrum, not by an excess of Guinness amongst stargazers.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you so much for this week's report.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You are welcome. And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.